Have you ever found yourself wide awake at 3 a.m., staring at the ceiling and wondering why you're here? Not just why you exist, but why you're in this specific job, relationship, or city. This existential question has haunted humanity for centuries. In Know Your Why, Ken Costa draws from his remarkable journey from apartheid South Africa to the pinnacle of London's financial world to offer a refreshing perspective. Finding your purpose isn't just a self-hope exercise, but a divine appointment. When Jesus asked his first disciples, "What do you want?" he wasn't making small talk. He was cutting straight to the heart of human desire and purpose. This question extends beyond mere existence to the specific contexts of our lives. Why am I here in this job, this city, this relationship? Following God isn't blind obedience to a distant deity, but a collaborative journey, like traveling with a friend toward a shared destination, working out the route together. Understanding who we are precedes discovering what we're called to do. Our identities often form around negative narratives from past failures, yet faith offers a new story. The old has gone, the new is here. We must choose which narrative to believe, just as Beethoven chose the life-affirming theme for his 7th symphony. Many discover their true worth during career transitions, realizing their value exists beyond their profession. Knowing we're infinitely loved by God enables Christ-style living, bringing light everywhere, like the coffee kiosk worker who transformed her simple job into an opportunity to brighten customers' days. A common misconception divides spiritual and commercial realms, suggesting only religious work constitutes a real calling. Yet in Christ, all things hold together, and God calls us to daily work as much to ministry. Like Mandela's campaign requesting handprints and sand, we're called to make an imprint on the world. Caleb exemplifies this, serving wholeheartedly with a different spirit. When surveying Canaan, 10 spies saw obstacles, while Caleb and Joshua saw opportunity. Our outlook determines whether we see barriers or possibilities. God multiplies our small acts of faithfulness beyond imagination. When Dairy Queen employee Joey Prusak gave $20 to a blind man after witnessing theft, his simple act went viral and earned Warren Buffett's recognition. In life's economy, small acts always matter significantly, even when results aren't immediate. The prophet's widow teaches us to use what we already have. Desperation often blinds us to existing resources. By collecting jars from neighbors, she made her miracle public. Similarly, Ananias overcame fear to approach Saul, calling him brother, launching Paul's world-changing ministry. Purpose discovery requires both action and patient waiting. God's waiting rooms aren't delays, but preparation periods where conviction grows. Biblical figures exemplify this patience. Abraham waited 25 years, Moses 40, and Jesus 30 before beginning his ministry. When David could have killed Saul to accelerate his kingship, he refused to compromise integrity. Our most profound growth often happens because of delays, not despite them. Making life choices challenges everyone. While options are a privilege, technological change can make decisions overwhelming. Costa offers 5 practical steps for difficult choices. First, consider. Weigh options and form early impressions. Like Mary, who treasured and pondered things in her heart, take time for reflection. Thorough research before making changes allows wisdom to emerge from quiet contemplation. Second, consult. Seek advice from those sharing your values, those honest enough to challenge you, those with relevant experience, and trusted mentors. Avoid yes-men or competing agendas. Remember King Rehoboam's downfall from rejecting wise counsel. Third, clarify. Use critical thinking to sift through information. Create pros and cons lists or simplify complex decisions until breakthrough moments emerge. Fourth, courage. Doubt accompanies wisdom as the beacon of the wise. Even biblical figures experience doubt. Navigating uncertainty requires courage. Finally, contentment. well-made decisions bring peace. Like Jobs' calligraphy classes influencing Mac typography, seemingly random choices often reveal their purpose in retrospect. Fear of failure creates the greatest barrier to fulfilling our purpose. Disappointments drain us, while anxiety exhausts us as we rehearse worst-case scenarios that rarely happen. We must confront failure directly. Joseph's setbacks transformed him into someone who saved regions from famine. Often, difficult paths prove more valuable than shortcuts, teaching deeper lessons in the byways than on highways. Mandela's imprisonment then became his path to greatness. In those cells, he learned the forgiveness that transformed a nation. Costa offers 5 fear flippers: look beyond circumstances, break the lie behind fear, speak truth aloud, remember to trust, and throw yourself completely into the struggle. Peter's request to walk on water shows his desire to participate in something extraordinary. When sinking, Jesus caught him, demonstrating that with support, failure becomes instructive rather than final. The question isn't whether you'll face fear, but whether you'll let it define your boundaries or break through them toward what matters most. Living purposefully means breaking borders within ourselves and the world. Like Mozart's transcription of the Forbidden Miserere that freed sacred music from elite confines, our actions can remove barriers separating people from hope. We achieve our potential by pushing beyond comfort zones while drawing strength from relationships and values. At the 1968 Olympics, Bob Beamon shattered the long jump record by nearly 2 feet by breaking through self-imposed limitations. During the 2012 European financial crisis, the European Central Bank head stabilized markets with just 3 words, whatever it takes. That's our challenge too, committing fully to community restoration and workplace transformation. Your purpose extends beyond personal fulfillment to bringing light to dark places. Whether in finance, education, or engineering, your contribution matters. The world needs fewer people asking, "What's in it for me?" and more asking, "What can I offer?" Aligning identity with action creates not just meaning, but a homecoming to your intended life. Our calling requires a settled core, an inner balance against life's storms. Rather than compartmentalizing, we should integrate spiritual, ethical, and vocational values into all areas, including our workplace. Consider Joe Rice telling young offender Tyrone he was clever, sparking SPEAR, a program helping disadvantaged youth find employment. Such small acts of courage create far-reaching ripples. The question isn't what we might do if we were different, but what we'll do with what we have. Like a coffee kiosk worker brightening customers' days, we can transform mundane work through our approach. Whether in finance, food service, or education, how we bring light to these environments matters most. Our worth comes from our identity as beloved children of God, not our profession. Your calling isn't just what you do, but how you do it, with Caleb's different spirit, seeing opportunities where others see obstacles. This settled identity becomes your foundation for making a unique imprint, asking not, "What's in it for me?" but "What can I offer?"